Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
Sins, but you know what sin is, and evil, and but these are not people that are doing that. And in this chapter, he's talking about the different pathways to, you know, talking about heaven and getting there. He goes on to talk about how narrow is the pathway, and then broad is the way to destruction or to hell. But you know, these people that are saying, Lord, Lord, you know, they're not folks that are just out there in debauchery, out there thieving and taking advantage of people. These are people that are supposedly doing good works. Good works. You know, a devil can't cast out a devil, you know. But they were doing these works in Jesus' name. And that is like, in my heart, I'm like, Lord, who can be saved? If you can do all these things and it's still depart from me, I never knew you. And, you know, going on to reading it, I thought about that for a couple of days because it just, you know, it was like, Lord, who can be saved? But then, you know, finishing reading the lesson, it was talking about relationship. These people did not have a relationship with the Lord, even though they were doing wonderful works, but, you know, a relationship, and I looked up a definition, it says, the state of being connected by blood or marriage. It's also the way to or more people or groups regard and behave toward each other. That's a relationship, you know, and just you're even here because you have a relationship with the Lord. You know the Lord. You know that coming here strengthens you. And there's different types of relationships that we experience. We have relationships with co-workers, you know, the husband and wife relationship, the children and the parents' relationships. There's your neighbors. There's sports relationships, people that you enjoy the same sport with. Just different areas in our life that we have relationships
right,
with.
Right.
But our relationship with the Lord is the utmost importance because everyone in here wants to spend eternity with Him. But if you do not have a committed relationship with the Lord, you know, you don't want to find yourself in this situation, depart from me. You know, and it just, that really, depart from me, I never knew you. Now, there's another thing about relationships. They said there's three C's. Three C's. The first one is communication. Repeat after me. Communication.
Communication.
Compromise.
Compromise.
And commitment.
And commitment.
Now, communication is prayer. There's over 600, I Googled this part, 650 mentions of prayer in the Bible, over 650. You know, and we all pray, we pray that now lay me down to sleep, or we should, or we pray before our food, and if you don't, you should. We pray, we thank God for, you know, blessing us through another day, blessing us through another week. And prayers don't always have to be long, but we do need to communicate with our Father. And it doesn't have to just be on your knees, head down, you know. But our prayers can also be meditation in our heart, you know, thanking the Lord in our heart, and in our heart making melody unto Him. That's a form of prayer. You know, meditation is not a big to-do here in America, but meditation, if you meditate on the Word of God, it will strengthen you. I like to say that meditation is the opposite of worrying about something. You know, something to just keep staying on your heart. Get a scripture to just keep repeating in your heart and mind, and eventually that worry or concern that you're just so upset about, it will, you know, it'll be gone and you'll be thinking, I hadn't even thought about it in the last hour. But these are things that help our communication with the Lord, communing with Him. The next one is compromise. And a definition of compromise is to accept standards that are different from yours. And we know in the world we're living in the last days. I believe that, and I know I've been hearing it ever since I've been saved, which has been a long time, several decades. But, you know, the world, the way it is now, they're calling what's wrong right. And what's right, you're just, it's something wrong with you. You're one of those fanaticals. If you, you know, believe in what is right. But, you know, Romans 12 and 2 tells us, be transformed. We can't be like society. Right. If society says you've got to do this to catch a man, don't believe that. Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Okay.
You know, if society says, oh, you know, you need a little of this to get you by through the week. You know, just go take a little nip. That'll get you by, or a little hit. That's what the world is saying.
Yeah.
But you just need a little bit more communication with the Lord.
Yes.
Praying unto Him, saying, Lord, just give me grace. Strengthen me. You know, not to worry about it, but to praise you in the midst of it. The last thing is commitment, the last C. And commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to something or someone. If to a cause, an activity, to be loyal, to be faithful. And, you know, the one scripture that just, it really hit me was 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Can you all see that? It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. You're doing this unto the Lord. And when you do that, when you're committed to praying, committed to, you know, some things we gotta fast about. You know, even Jesus told them, these things goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. It's not easy to fast, but if you want victory, you will fast to get victory over whatever it is that you need victory for. But we've gotta have a commitment to the Lord. And in these days that we're living in, it's gotta be strengthened. You know, it's got to be, you know, we can't have a relationship like your relationship with Jesus is just an emergency break. No, let Jesus be your steering wheel to guide you to wherever walks. You know, the scripture says, trust the Lord with all thine heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, all, acknowledge Him and He'll direct our path. You know, we've got to trust the Lord. You know, it can't just be a one time a week activity.
All right.
You got to communicate with the Lord Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You know, and it, you know, I'm not saying you got to be on your knees all day, every day, because we all have to do clean up work, but we do need to communicate with our Father. And if you read your Sunday school lesson, start out there. Every little bit of the word you get, your spirit will want more. Just
Amen.
Like the scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The more that you taste of Him, the more you want. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's got to be a purpose thing, not an occasional relationship. We got to have a real relationship with the Lord, not fake, not being goody-two-shoes in front of the saints and then, when you're not around the saints, you're just living like I ain't. No, we've got to be sincere and truthful, because we want, when we close our eyes in death or when the rapture comes, we want to be ready.
Right,
amen?
Right.
We want to be rapture ready. We, you know, another thing, compromising your desires. You know, and all of us have, our flesh wants things. It wants to do things. But you have got to bring yourself under subjection, and it takes the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, seek after it. Seek after Him and pray and say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Lord will bless you because you need the Holy Ghost not to be conformed. You need the Holy Ghost to resist temptation. You know, in the scripture, all of us are tempted over something. You know, I don't want to speak on anybody's temptation, but you know what it is in your heart of hearts. But, you know, the scripture says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. But God will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape that you'll be able to bear it. You know, and all of this, these three C's, communication, compromise, and commitment, we need that in order to have a strengthened walk with the Lord. And when you are strengthened, you'll be able to encourage and strengthen your brother. You know, you'll be able to get a prayer through. People ask you in the job, can you pray for me for this or that? And you won't have any doubt about it. Yes, I'll pray for you. I went up to the school to check out, you know, my room, and one of the janitors, his name is Mr. Bear, and I want to put him on the prayer list, and he was getting ready to do the floors, and he was just limping. I'm like, what happened? And he said something about after he had a stroke, his knee wasn't working properly. I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I've been praying for Mr. Bear, and I'm believing God for him to have healing.
Right.
And that's influence that we have on our jobs. You know, people we work with, people we live around, you can pray for them. Sometimes you don't have to let them know that you're praying for them.
Right.
Just pray
right.
for them. Right. You know, we've got to strengthen our commitment with the Lord. Amen, saints? Because strengthen your prayer life. Don't let it just be you're praying while you're eating or praying before you go to sleep. Pray to the Lord and commune with him all day. He can help you. You know, he will direct your path. If you acknowledge him and say, Lord, I want to renew my relationship. I want it to be stronger, you know, in these last days. The enemy's busy. And if we are strengthened in the Lord, we'll be able to help someone else in our walk with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on and shout hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this word, and it's a continuing theme throughout the day from Sunday school
yes.
until now.
Hallelujah.
And we can't just come to church. It's good to come to church because
yes.
God gave you pastors according to his heart. So whether I'm up preaching or teaching or not, it is the ministry that God has placed here that's going to be a blessing to you, feed you with knowledge and understanding. But understand this. What First Lady said, this is